Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Larisha Harris. Joining me in the studio is Kyle Wade. He is the president and CEO of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. We are here to discuss a campaign that's launching, already underway, I should say, the Summer Hunger Campaign. How are you, Kyle? Thanks for joining me.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So, we are here to talk about Atlanta Community Food Bank and what's taking place this summer, an opportunity for children to have food. And before we talk about that specific campaign, let's talk a little bit about Atlanta Community Food Bank. Let everybody know what that organization is all about.
Sure. So the Atlanta Community Food Bank is one of the largest hunger relief organizations in the Southeast. We support a network of close to 600 partner organizations across 29 counties in Metro Atlanta and North Georgia. And through that network, we provided some 62 million meals every year to 750,000 people in need. So we're a big anti-hunger organization. We provide a lot of food, and we do other things to engage, educate, and empower the community to fight hunger.
And what are some of those programs that you guys offer to engage people or educate them?
To start with, we have a really robust volunteer program that you can participate in by going to our website, acfb.org. We engage some 20,000 volunteers a year to help us pack food boxes, distribute food at schools and other community sites, engage in community gardening and other kind of activities around the community. So it's a really great way to get involved. We also have a robust advocacy program where we engage the community to help us raise the level of urgency in Washington or at our state capital around the needs of food insecure families. We do a variety of other things to help provide nutrition education and education to the community about the problem of hunger in our community.
You talk about the problem of hunger within the community around Atlanta, the metro area. We see it quite frequently. How often are you guys able to go out and help the people that we might see within the community who are homeless or who may not have any food?
Yeah, so the first thing to do there is to talk about what the scope of the need is. And so about 1 in 7 people in Georgia, 1 in 5 kids in our state, 1 in 5 children live in homes where they don't always have enough food. It doesn't mean that they need help every single day, but they routinely run out of the resources that they need to provide all the food for their family. And that challenge that families face is not confined to the homeless population. And generally speaking, our the most likely type of family that we serve are a single parent, often a mom with a couple of kids, who is working in a lower income job or a part-time job or is in between jobs. And she really struggles to provide all the food that her kids and herself need. You know, I met a young lady the other day at a food pantry in Cobb County, a place we often think of as a place of affluence. And she was there at the pantry with her two kids after work. And she works during the day at a cafeteria in Cobb County, serving other people's kids food. And then, of course, she comes to our pantry to provide food for her own children. That's the type of person that we often, and family that we often serve. So that's the nature of the problem. A lot of people, working folks and seniors and kids, in addition to the homeless population and the disabled population. And the way that we serve them is through that network of some 600 partners. They get food from us. We distribute, as I said, 62 million meals a year. We move about 300,000 pounds of food a day.
Wow.
To people in need across our community. Those organizations that are often churches or nonprofits in our community, they order food from us. We pull those orders, and they either pick it up at our location or we deliver it to them, and then they serve need in their local community.
If you're just joining us, we have Kyle Wade in the studio with me. He's the president and CEO of Atlanta Community Food Bank. We're talking about the organization, some of the programs that they offer, who they reach, who they target, and how you can even be a volunteer. You talked about volunteer, but what's the website again for people to go and learn more for themselves?
Yeah, so the website is ACFB, that stands for Atlanta Community Food Bank, acfb.org. And there you can, as we just said, you can go and volunteer. You can find about other ways to get involved. You certainly can support us financially. And you can learn about hunger. And if you're somebody who is facing food insecurity yourself, or you know somebody who is, you can go and find help at our website as well.
I want to move over now to the Summer Hunger Campaign, which is one of the reasons why we're primarily here. That, again, is underway now, and it's an opportunity for children to not be hungry this summer.
Right.
Summer Hunger Campaign, also referred to as Summer Meals. Talk a little bit about that.
So I think many of us are familiar with some of the challenges that you face during the summer. You know, I know I've got three kids, and we're trying to figure out childcare and increased needs of keeping our kids engaged during the summer. If you're a family that is food insecure, where your kids are participating in the free or reduced school lunch or breakfast program, summer can be really tough. You know, you count on during the year school to provide meals,
breakfast.
Two meals a day,
yeah,
for your kids and at zero cost. And then you come to the summertime, you have to replace those meals out of your own pocket. So that can be really tough. And we're talking about a lot of people. There are about 1 million kids, 61% of all public school kids in the state of Georgia who are on the free or reduced breakfast and lunch program. That's a huge number of kids across our state who now during the summer often aren't accessing the same food resources that they get during the school year. So the summer meal program, the Summer Hunger Campaign, is in partnership with the Department of Education, the Department of Early Care and Learning, the Dairy Alliance, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it provides access to meal sites, some 3,700 meal sites across our state, for those same kids who are eligible for free and reduced lunch or breakfast. What we know is that not enough parents and kids know about where those meal sites are. And only 15% of the eligible kids are taking advantage of those meal sites. So this campaign is really about helping people find where those locations are and so that they can take greater advantage of access to those meals that are really tough for families to provide during the summer.
Breakfast and lunch, those are the two meals that you guys will be providing within this campaign.
Yes, and I should say the food bank is not providing any of this food. This is food that's being provided by other providers of food across our community.
So this is just a partnership.
Yeah, we're trying to shine a spotlight on the fact that this exists, right? And mm-hmm. that we're trying to get more families to participate. So you could think of where are these food locations, right? They're at YMCAs, they're at libraries or schools or apartment complexes, housing organizations. I was just with a guy down in Albany, Georgia this past week who runs the Boys and Girls Club in that community, and they provide summer meals. They're a summer meal site. So these meal sites are really widely distributed, and you can find out where they exist through a couple of different really easy-to-access ways. Number one, you can text the number 877-877 with the message in capital letters, Food GA. So text Food GA to 877-877, and you'll find access to a list of meal sites. You can also go to the Georgia Food Bank Association.org website, and they will have a GPS-enabled map of all the meal sites. Or you can call 866-3-HUNGRY to find locations. So text, website, phone call, you can find a meal site that's close to you to ensure that the kids you know or your own kids can get access to this nutritious, free meal resource during the summer.
And you talked about the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club. Some of these programs, some of these sites are actually summer camps, if I'm not mistaken.
They sure are. There are sites that are affiliated with summer schools. Mm-hmm. In public school settings. There are housing organizations. So it's a wide variety of providers. And, you know, the menus are going to be different and all that. But what's most important is that people get access to this food. That's the most important thing. You know, these kids need to eat so that they can grow and thrive. I think we know from lots of research that summer is a time when many kids, particularly kids in lower income communities, start to lose ground on their peers from more affluent areas. They kind of keep up during the school year, but during the summer, they slide backwards farther than their more affluent peers. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with certainly the engagement they get at summer camps or other kind of activities, but also they're not developing as well. You know, they're not getting access to the kind of nutrition they need for their bodies and their minds to grow.
Roughly how many sites do you think there are across the state of Georgia?
Yeah, so there are about 3,700.
Wow.
Right? That is a large
number.
And so they are out there for people to access. I think we'd love to have more sites. I think we'd love to have one in every corner, you know, but 3,700 is a large number. And again, it's easy to find where they are. You know, text FOODGA to 877-877. Go to the Georgia Food Bank Association website or call 866-3-HUNGRY and you'll find a site that's convenient for you to access.
Now, the meals that are being provided for the children, are they similar to the foods that they receive while they're in school during the school year?
Yeah, the menus are going to be a little different, you know, and a lot of that, of course, depends upon the sites. Many of the meals are produced at one location and then delivered to the actual meal site, you know, which will be a separate location. And so the nature of the food that then gets delivered is going to be, you know, you're not going to see big trays of like pasta sitting there at the meal sites necessarily, although you might. Just depends on the meal site. At schools, it'll look very much like what you would get during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
At other places, there'll be a lot of sandwiches and things that are easy to wrap and transport.
It varies.
It varies, but you know the you know they're subject to the same nutrition guidelines that apply to school meals during the school year. You know, it's still regulated by the federal government in the same way. So we know these are nutritious meals and meals that are meeting the dietary standards specified by the government.
Free.
And it's free, you know, free,
no,
capital letters, F-R-E-E. You know, this is the biggest takeaway. And, you know, we just know that it's hard. It's hard for parents today in an environment where wages aren't going up fast enough, where expenses are going up super fast around housing, around health care, around child care. And, you know, we all need a little help. So take advantage of this great program.
The age range of children that are allowed to participate in the program, in the campaign.
Yeah, so any kid up to the age of 18 can participate. You have to qualify in terms of your income, and it's the same standard that they use in determining whether or not you qualify for free or reduced lunch during the school year. So you'll need to go and learn about that to make sure that you qualify. But they can help you at these sites determine what your eligibility is.
And the sites are open throughout the week, or is it just during the weekdays?
Every site's going to be a little different, so you need to. That's why it's important to go and find a site that works for you. And they all operate in sort of different hours and schedules in terms of when they feed, et cetera. But there's a solution out there, I guarantee you.
More of my conversation with Kyle Wade, President and CEO of Atlanta Community Food Bank, coming up after this.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
African American women die from breast cancer nearly 41% more than Caucasian women.
That's unacceptable.
Visit komen.org/unacceptable.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking. I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Okay, let's settle down. Since today is career day, stand up and tell the class what you want to be when you grow up.
I want to be a pilot.
Soccer player. Fireman.
A judge.
Kids dream big. As a parent, you can protect those dreams by keeping your kids healthy well into adulthood. If your son or daughter is 11 or 12 years old, the American Cancer Society recommends giving them the HPV vaccine to help protect them from 6 types of HPV cancers later in life. To learn more, visit cancer.org/dreambig.
Auto insurance companies can be a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. Don't get involved in insurance fraud. If you're in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Larisha Harris. Joining me in the studio, Cal Wade, president and CEO of Atlantic Community Food Bank. We're talking about this partnership that the organization has going on with several others to provide the Summer Hunger campaign that's taking place now, currently underway now, for anyone between the ages of 18 and younger. You said the dates and times for some of these food banks, they vary depending on, you know, where you are within the state. But there are how many food locations across the state of Georgia again?
Yeah, so for these summer meal sites, it's 3,700.
3,700.
Yeah, 3,700. That's a lot of places where you can go and get access to this food.
Ranging from summer camp programs, churches, YMCAs, etc. throughout the communities. The information, again, for people to know where to go to find out their nearest Summer Hunger campaign location.
So text FOODGA to 877-877. Go to the GeorgiaFoodBankAssociation.org website or call 866-3-HUNGRY. And any of those solutions will get you to the same information.
And I can honestly say I know about this program. It's been around for that long because when I was in middle school, at the time I went to a summer camp and we actually used this program to have lunch. And there would be a lot of other kids who would come join us at the summer camp program just for lunch or just for breakfast. But I remember being a recipient of it, and one of my favorite things, this might sound so bad and not nutritional, but they used to give us pizza. And it was really good, and I used to enjoy it. Like, we would always have that pizza, and I used to look forward to the day we had the pizza because it was really good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, when I was a kid, and we didn't qualify for the free program, our income was a little above that. I spent summers at the Boys and Girls Club. I spent summers at the YMCA, and you know, they fed us, and you know, and it helped me grow and develop as a kid. You know, it helped, kept me healthy during the summer, and it meant a lot to my future success. So this is a great opportunity for kids to get access to healthy food. And to support from the broader community during the summer.
If there was a message that you needed to give to someone to really understand the importance of making sure a child is fed and has food throughout the summertime during their break, what message would that be?
I think the most important thing to think about there is think about your own kid. You know, think about your own child and what you have to invest in that child in order for him or her to grow and develop and fulfill their potential, you know, and then think of the cost of that. You know, it's hard for many parents to fully meet all of that cost. And the critical importance of ensuring that all of our children, every last one of them, grow up to be productive, contributing members of our community cannot be overstated. I mean, we need all the help we can get to make this community as strong as it can be. And that depends upon our kids growing and thriving and becoming their full self. So it's on all of us to ensure that our neighbors' kids, that our kids are getting the support that they need to grow and develop.
The Summer Meals Program, currently underway now, you are targeting children 18 and younger. The times, again, for each location vary, but typically Monday through Friday. For these programs, thinking back or reflecting onto last year, about how many meals do you think were given out, handed out to children last summer?
So I think last summer there were about 10 million meals that were distributed through the summer feeding program during the summer and through all of these different sites. That's a big number, but quite honestly, we need that number to get a lot bigger. You know, we need that number to double or triple in order to provide more food to kids who need it.
Summer Meals Campaign, providing lunch and sometimes breakfast again to any child 18 years and younger throughout the state of Georgia. The information, again, for people to find the locations nearest them.
So again, text FOODGA to 877-877. Go to the Georgia Food Bank Association.org website or call 866-3-HUNGRY. And whatever of those three options is best for you, we encourage you to use it so that you can find a meal site for your kids or for a family member or relative or neighbor's kids who need this support during the summertime.
I want to make sure that people are clear that Atlanta Community Food Bank is partnering with several other organizations to be able to put on this campaign, correct?
That's totally right. You know, the food bank role in this is a couple things. Number one, our biggest and most important role is helping to use our kind of reach in the community to spotlight the existence of these programs and to help drive participation in those programs. We're not the provider of these meals. They're being provided by other sites and organizations. Places like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, a church, a housing organization, libraries, et cetera. And they are in partnership with a number of state organizations and the federal government. Our other role in this is that there are certain sites where we are distributing food that supplements the meals that are being provided at those sites. And so there's a number of those meal sites that we're working with to provide supplemental food for families, groceries that they can take home with them. But the meals provided on site are provided by others.
And the program, we know it launched June 1st, but it will run until when?
It runs through the summer. As school starts back up, the program will wind down. And again, every site's going to be a little bit different in terms of how long they're open. So the most important thing to do is just find a site, get plugged in, learn from them what their operating structure is and schedule is going to be, and you'll ensure that your kids are getting the food that they need.
And when it comes to the Atlanta Community Food Bank, the information for people to, again, if they want to volunteer or just learn more about the organization itself, where should they go?
Sure. So as you say, you know, hunger does not end or start and end in the summer. I mean, this is a year-round problem. This is just a solution to deal with it in a bigger way during the summer. But the same issue exists throughout the year. And so we encourage people to find ways they can get involved as a volunteer, as a donor, as an advocate. And you can learn about those opportunities at our website, acfb.org, and learn how you can make a difference and help build a stronger community.
Kyle, thank you so much for joining me to talk all about Atlanta Community Food Bank, as well as the Summer Hunger Campaign currently underway right now for a lot of the young kids this summer.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm LaRisha Harris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.